All right. So we're going to talk now, we're going to address the matter of climate change and the challenges to world food security. I think we all know this is a very large one. Changes in climate, shifts in climate are leading to shifts in crop production, causing movement of peoples and the disruptions, the social disruptions, et cetera, that go with that. And this will be a serious challenge during the course of this century. So the discussions here, I think, are inherently interesting. Our first speaker is going to be Dr. Galina Stulina. Galina is a soils and agronomy specialist, and she works with the Scientific Information Center for the Interstate Commission for Water Coordination, localized in Tashkent in Uzbekistan. I've had the great privilege of working with Galina several times in Uzbekistan, and it's a tremendous experience. Galina, yeah, we need to find her talk there. Very good.
This is one. Uh-huh. Yes, thank you. Let me introduce my presentation. It's climate change and food security in Central Asia. Central Asia is a region where a drought and is a routine condition of life, and crop production and agricultural production are adapted to such enormous climate condition. Analysis of the existing situation, adequate assessment of vulnerability in the region's social-economic situation and interstate policies, and therefore development of measures for combating desertification and drought will allow us to resist the negative consequences. The natural deficit of water, different between annual precipitation and evaporation, divides from 600, 800 millimeters and up to 1,400 and 1,600 millimeters in the oasis and at desert and steppes respectively. Regional agriculture is very sensitive to the climate change in such condition. Research on climate change dynamics in the Central Asia basin indicates change in elements of climate system, presence of positive trends, maybe, or positive trends of temperature in warm and cold time, and increasing of desertification index, increase of carbon concentration and presence of greenhouse effect. All these factors affect sustainability of economic development in regional and first at all agricultural, which currently provides working for 70-90% of population. You can see how change the temperature in the different republic. The temperature was changed during last 10 years. It's 0.1, 0.3 degree. But it's not so small, because the forecast for future show for us increasing temperature for 1 and 2 degree, and this one it will be forced for the process of glacier degradation. I show you this slide with the glacier in the main mountain areas, second half of 20th century, and you can see how this disappear glaciers in the mountain. And none of climate change scenarios shows increase in annual river runoff. Here is a result of many model scenarios, and all these scenarios show decreasing of water storage in the region. In 2050, according to average 17 in coordinated intercoordinated models, shows that for Amudarya River Basin, water storage will be decreased 10-15%, and Sirdarya by 2-5%. It's the biggest river for Aral Basin, but during extra scarcity years by 25-40%. And what is the typical for recent years? Occurrence of years with the extreme weather condition is typical over these last years. You can see that frequency of dry years occurrence was 4 years in average, but now 3 years in average. It means we should change water management during years. The modern situation may adapt to current and future weather condition and climate change, or mitigate their negative impact in any feasible way. At present, the task of limiting dangerous interference with the climate system is quite topical for policy markers. Climate change is good or not for the food productivity? I think that it's difficult to answer now, but I want to show you the some maybe simple and discussing table, but I show the what it's influence for different factors to crop productivity. For example, air temperature. It's possible negative and positive influence to crop productivity. And air humidity, rainfall, temperature, humidity, and rainfall, and carbon concentration. It's possible negative, like and positive influence to crop productivity. I can read, but it's and let us look at the table of possible climate change impact in agricultural. We can see that climate change makes agrarians to revise farming practice. With growing temperature, humidity, and changing river flows, technological change should change certain. The increase in temperature leads to longer potential growing season, thus allowing production of 2-3 yields in per 1 year, provided that irrigation water is available. Climate change and increased air temperature would cause rise in crop water use by 5-8% as estimated by us. However, unit water use will decrease due to increase in crop yield. And the more positive effects of irrigation water productivity improvement will be observed in annual dimension in case of double crop. And this one previously slide shows this potential vegetation time for cotton. You can see the potential vegetation time will be increased. And we calculate the for different varieties for cotton, it again will be changed. And I show that we calculate, we compare scenario for climate change for North Meteo Station Tashkent and South Meteo Station Karshi. After 20 years, it will be change and meteo condition North Meteo Station will be same like previously for South Meteo Station. And this climate change, it's possible to create the same condition for plant growth and development, and it's possible increase in crop yields. 11 for cotton, 15 maximum for cereals, 15 for vegetables. But it's possible only if all input will be availability. We calculate this water consumption and water demand for future, and we can see that water demand will be increased, but water consumption will be decreased. It means the difference between water consumption and water demand will be increasing. And principal direction of climate change program in Central Asia is public awareness and adaptation. Several words about the result of our project with McGill University. We make a project for climate change adaptation. We use the plastic, we use the different kind of plastic, we use the different crop, and we show that it's possible to use this technical and to increase yield and to save water. We use the alternate irrigation. We planted soybean and green gram, which is very important for our condition, because now we have a monoculture and we couldn't use the crop rotation like in Soviet time. We have a government order for cotton and for wheat, and we can use land only for second crop, and soybean and green gram shows for us the increase productivity and the training. I think that for now we should adaptation principle is we should create for future scenarios. We should learn self, and maybe we should train the farmers. We should create scenarios what we will have to in future, and what we should doing, and we should go. The climate change is fact, but now we should go to adaptation, to learn this task. And one word, I finished. in our project with McGill University had a gender aspect, and we translated resource guide. It's resource guide gender water alliance, but we translated to Russia, but we include our result of our project like case study in this disc. Thank you.